Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to another beautiful episode on the silsila Treasures of Wisdom, and we pray and hope that you and your families are doing well and are in the best of health, inshallah. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us another beautiful day to be obedient to him, to worship him sincerely in every circumstances of our life, in every step that we take. We must always say Alhamdulillah, always thank our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for all the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you and I. And by doing this, you would see how prosperous your life becomes, inshallah. Well, today, Alhamdulillah, we have a very beautiful, informative topic of discussion, and that is earning without spending. Yes, and to discuss this beautiful topic with me, I have in studio our honorable and respected guest, none other than Maulana Naushad Attari Hafidhahullah Ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
How are you keeping, Mawlana Sahib?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal.
MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. All is good, Mawlana Sahib, Alhamdulillah. Well, Munasab, we do have a very interesting, informative, and a beautiful topic of discussion, which is earning without spending. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is quite anonymous, as one may think. How do we spend without earning? You know, but inshallah, we would leave that for later on as the element of surprise, inshallah. But we will be discussing different aspects, different angles in regards to this specific topic, inshallah. But before that, dear viewers of Madani channel, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon our beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this regard, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that the closest to me on the day of Qiyamah will be that individual who has recited the most amount of salawat upon me in this world. Don't we want to be the closest to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So let us all collectively send salawat upon our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, the topic that we are discussing is earning without spending. And yes, to some it might boggle the mind as to what does this actually entail, what does it actually mean, how do you spend without earning. And as I've mentioned earlier on, that inshallah this would also be discovered later on as we go on in our beautiful episode today, inshallah. But Munasab, this topic, right, it's a very interesting one, a very wide one. But to give our views of Madani channel some tasalli, some tranquility, peace of heart and mind, I think we can break the ice a bit and mention to them that this is pertaining to charity. Mm-hmm. Right, so Munasab, we know that Islam highly emphasizes on charity, on giving charity. Mm-hmm. And zakat, you know, zakat, if one meets the standards where one now has to give zakat, and if he doesn't give zakat, then he becomes sinful, etc., etc. But Munasab, here we are talking about giving charity in general, right? Okay. So how much of importance, what is the importance and the essence behind one giving a charity from a monetary aspect.
See, when you hear the word charity, when you hear the word sadaqah, right, automatically a person generally thinks about something that is monetary, money, cash or kind,
right,
that we are spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be it zakah, be it lillah, your general sadaqah. It could be other types of charities as well.
Right.
You know, like fitrah, fidya, whatever it is.
All of that will fall under charity.
Yeah, because you have basically two categories. One is sadaqat wajibah, your compulsory charities like zakat, like fitrah.
Right.
And then you have your nawafil sadaqat, which is lillah and normal sadaqah. So our minds normally will go towards that direction, that okay, I have to spend something in order to earn.
Right.
I have to give some money or maybe something in kind in order to discharge my charity so that I earn some thawab.
Right.
So there are too many narrations with regards to the benefits, the blessings, the enormous blessings in spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just to share one, that subhanallah azza wa jal, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said that charity diverts calamity.
Subhanallah.
If some calamity is heading towards you, it could be an accident, could be a sickness,
right,
any calamity, bala. And if you give charity, then through the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it pushes it somewhere else.
Subhanallah.
So imagine, subhanallah, just by giving charity, whatever amount it is,
and the calamities get removed.
The calamity is diverted somewhere else.
Subhanallah.
So like this, you will find in the glorious Quran, many other ahadith as well, with regards to the great blessings in spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's also very important is that we make the good intentions before we spend,
right,
before we give the charity. So the intentions must be correct, and the charity we are giving must be done in the right places.
So it shouldn't be such a way a person, say for example, he wants to donate something, right? He wants to donate a certain amount towards, say, Jamiatul Madina, or towards a particular markaz or masjid for that matter. And his intention is that I want my name to be known that I gave this particular donation.
I mean, see, one intention, you want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or you want to be known as somebody who is generous and kind. Then people will praise you.
Right.
And if they praise you, that means that's your reward. So there's no reward for the hereafter.
So this also entails, Murasab, that a person shouldn't be hoarding wealth, shouldn't be keeping wealth just to themselves.
The balance has to be there.
Right.
Nobody is saying take your entire salary and give it in charity. How are you going to feed your family? How are you going to pay for the water, the lights, your rent, your expenses? How are you going to fulfill your responsibilities as a man, your financial responsibilities? So you use that for your expenses. Well, if there's anything left, spend some in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the intention has to be correct, and we should be giving it to the right people, the correct recipients, and with the correct intentions.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. And I think that's what is most important, Masab, that if the intention is correct, then and if that is done out of sincerity, then it will be
sincerity
is a must. Otherwise, if sincerity is not there, then if it's just for name fame, then what will the person gain at the end of the day? Because at the end of it, all that we do, it should be done for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, as you mentioned, Masab, that you know, when one gives charity, then it also helps those who are less privileged, you know, those who do not have much. It also aids them in also having a decent but comfortable life, where they can, you know, at least live, where they can at least survive. And by our money being circulated around like this, as you mentioned, it creates that balance.
Yes.
And we see, you know, Murasab, it's so beautiful that in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the companions of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how generous they were when it came to spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, we know of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was called to bring whatever you have, he brought everything and came. You know, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how rich and how wealthy he was, but yet he was open-hearted. He didn't mise with his money, he didn't hoard his money.
He was super wealthy.
Super wealthy.
And super generous as well.
So you see,
the thing is, they understood the purpose. They understood that whatever we own actually belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even our very bodies belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can't do as I please.
Right.
And so they spent in the path of Allah jalla jalaluhu. Islam teaches us, when you give, you must forget about it. Hide your good deeds. The person you're giving to, don't remind that person. And give with an, you know, open heart, with sincerity, because that's your real wealth. Whatever you left behind in the world is going to be split up amongst the heirs.
Right.
Whatever you spent, you will see the benefit in the grave and hereafter.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, ma'asam. Well, viewers of Madani Channel, this is, you know, the basic understanding of giving out charity, to being open-hearted, not mising with your money, not hoarding your wealth, but rather when you have, take out a certain portion. If you see someone who is really in need of it, help that person, give him something. And in this way, society will have a balance. That's one way also of eradicating poverty. You know, is by letting your money going to this needy person, to that needy person, to that needy person. And in all, everyone lives a comfortable life. So that is why Islam, this beautiful religion, emphasizes so much on giving charity. Even if you have one of your family members that are poor, start with them even. You know, they say charity begins at home. You know, so one should start from their own family, whoever they know that is poor. Go there and give them something also. And in that way, you would see how society will be a much more healthier place where everyone lives comfortably and decently, inshallah. So this was the monetary side of it. Now, earning without spending. Besides the monetary sadaqat, the monetary charities, our beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned to us some deeds to be sadaqah, some deeds to be charity.
Subhanallah.
And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given the glad tidings of thawab, of reward, of sadaqah upon doing these deeds, upon performing these deeds. So, inshallah, we will discuss some of them, in which way you do not spend a cent, but you are earning reward.
Allah.
And that what you are doing will be considered as giving sadaqah, as giving charity. Now, Masab, this is what we wanted to discuss actually, that earning without spending actually means that some deeds that a person will do will be as if they are giving sadaqah. Now, the first one, Masab, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, wherein he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that it is sadaqah to smile for any Muslim brother, which Allah makes him happy.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Masab, how beautiful is this? Just by smiling,
how much
and that is sadaqah.
How much will it cost to smile? That, oh, I have to spend 5 rand, 10 rand to smile at this person. Nobody is charging you to smile. They say smiling is contagious. When you smile, then the next person automatically starts smiling. And it's about spreading happiness.
Right.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam would always smile. According to the situation, he would always be smiling. It's one of the great sunnahs. And if we want to really earn, we come back to intention. That, you know, even before you smile, make the intention in your mind. Right. I'm going to smile because it's a sunnah to smile.
Subhanallah.
Then you're earning thawab. You're earning rewards just for smiling. And as you mentioned, the narration, it's also a form of sadaqah, a form of charity. Even the person who doesn't have nothing to give, nothing monetary, no money to give as charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can spend this charity.
Right.
By smiling. Of course, We have to look at the situation, the circumstances, and according to that, make the intention that to smile is a sunnah, and I'm going to follow the sunnah as well. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, it's about spreading joy.
Spreading the happiness.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, it breaks the ice when you smile. And it's something so beautiful. Some people are not in the habit of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to create the habit.
Some actually find it difficult to smile, Masab.
Mm.
We in I don't know, but some find it really difficult to smile. What could be the cause of this, Masab?
Maybe their nature. Maybe they're rigid, they're hard. They, you know, what must I smile about?
Or maybe they're too shy also in front of public,
yeah,
in society.
Introverts, yes. Introverts,
yes.
You know, they don't like to be amongst people.
Right.
So they just want to be in their home or wherever it is, but alone. Mm-hmm. They're happy to be alone. So mostly you may find like introverts that they don't, it's hard to make them smile.
Mm-hmm.
But when you learn it's a sunnah and it's a sadaqah, it's a charity, mm-hmm. Then subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, sometimes we need to force ourselves to do certain things that mm-hmm. are in our benefit. Because you're going to earn thawab, you're going to earn reward. Don't lose any chance to earn rewards.
Mm-hmm.
Because that we will be needy of that, especially on the Day of Judgment.
And Masab, you know, as we've mentioned, that smiling is sadaqah, you know, it's charity. Actually, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Harith radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentioned and he said that I have not seen anyone smile more than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this actually, as you've mentioned, it creates that happiness amongst other fellow Muslims.
It creates a positive environment.
A positive environment.
Imagine, 100%. If you're in a place where there's a few people mm-hmm. and nobody's smiling. So if people are sulky or are negative and you know, like they got a frown on their faces,
right.
You're going to feel uncomfortable.
100%. Like you wouldn't know what to say.
You won't know what to say. It takes one person to break that ice by smiling. Smile at the next one, they'll end up smiling. Next one will start each one will start smiling.
It breaks the ice.
Automatically right created a positive environment. So there's nothing to lose. Remember, smiling is different and laughing is different.
Oh,
so we have tabassum, we have duhak, and we have qahqaha.
Right.
So tabassum, which is smiling, that is encouraged, that is sunnah. And then duhak is where a person laughs so loud that they can only hear themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Others can't hear them.
Right.
And then qahqaha is uncontrollable laughter. That loud, uncontrollable laughter where everybody right. can hear you. That the Prophet ﷺ never ever did.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, a person who regularly does that, I know they say humor is the best medicine.
Mm-hmm.
That's not an Islamic teaching.
Mm-hmm.
But the one who uncontrollably always laughs,
right.
the heart becomes hard.
Mm-hmm.
The person cannot become really serious
Allah
about Allah. Life, about deen, about ibadat as well.
So a person should rather smile, as this is the sunnah
yes.
of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Actually came across one narration, Masab. You know, you've mentioned about how smiling spreads happiness. And this one narration, it's mentioned that when a person makes another fellow Muslim happy, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates an angel out
Allah,
of that happiness.
Subhanallah.
And this angel, it glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It does the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When this individual passes away and now he is in his qabr, at that moment, this same angel will come and will ask the person that, do you know who I am?
Mm-hmm.
Do you recognize me?
Mm-hmm.
This person, he would say, I don't know who you are. I can't recognize you. I don't know. So please tell me, who are you? And this angel will say that I am that same happiness that you've entered into the hearts of other fellow Muslims.
Allah.
And today,
Subhanallah.
I am here to enter happiness in your qabr.
Allah.
Today, I am here. I am going to teach you the answers to Munkar and Nakir. And
Subhanallah.
Not only that, I'm going to show you your place in Jannah as well.
Allah.
Subhanallah. Just Subhanallah. By, you know, spreading this happiness. I mean, there are many ways to spread happiness. Yeah. Yeah. But the starting point, you know, at the onset, it starts with a smile.
Yeah.
And by smiling, as you've mentioned, it's contagious. MashaAllah. You are also smiling, Murasa.
Adhaqallahu sinnak.
Ameen. Ameen.
When you
wa-iyakum.
See somebody smiling, make this dua for them.
Adhaqallahu sinnak.
May Allah keep you smiling.
Ameen, ameen wa iyyakum. Barakallahu munasab.
Ameen wa iyyakum.
This is the beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if you do, when you smile, then this is sadaqah for you.
Subhanallah.
Earning without spending. You're not spending 1 cent. You're not spending anything. But just because of your smile, how much you are earning. Making Allah. Others happy. That's going to help you in your qabr. Spreading happiness, spreading positivity, it's only going to help you at the end of the day. So adopt this beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by smiling, inshallah. So, Nasab, this was one way, right? The second way, as mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he said that it is sadaqah to give the call towards righteousness to a Muslim brother.
Allah.
And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said that your act of enjoining your brother to adopt righteousness, that is sadaqah. So we see in a nutshell, enjoining goodness, calling others towards goodness, this is also a form of sadaqah, Masab.
Absolutely. This is a sadaqah as well. It's a form of charity. I'm going to earn thawab. Just right. By extending the call towards goodness.
So, Masab, how will a person wants to adopt this? For instance, someone, mashallah, heard this and, you know, I mean, it's the first time actually I've come across this way, enjoining goodness, calling others towards righteousness is sadaqah.
Yes.
You know, so how should a person go about calling others towards righteousness just to so that one doesn't end up hurting or degrading or insulting others in the process of doing something
now,
good.
What is also important is the manner in which we invite to goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if I go to a Muslim brother,
right,
and I said, hey, you must come to the masjid.
Right.
I want to see you over there. Come with me right now. In a stern, why are you not in the masjid?
Mm-hmm.
I scold that person. That person is going to avoid me.
100%.
Instead of bringing that person, I'm chasing the person away.
Mm-hmm.
And same we can apply to anything else.
Right.
Inviting towards goodness, any other aspect, it's also how you do it. Again, with a smile, with polite words, use wisdom, don't force. But it's unfortunate in the era that we live in today, people invite each other towards forbidden places. Come, let's go watch this movie in the cinema, let's go to this club. Then the person is happily willing to go. But if somebody is extending, inviting us to goodness,
right,
then, hey, you know, but I'm busy and, you know, all excuses
don't
will
have
come.
The time, this and
but
that.
We mustn't give up. Right. We must continue inviting. Like in the system of Dawat Islam, we have Madani Dora, meaning we go out into the areas.
Right.
In different houses we visit, different shops we visit. The purpose is to do neki kidawat, meaning inviting them to goodness, inviting them to the masjid, to attend the weekly sunnah inspired ijtima, to attend the daras or the bayan, so that they can learn something. So even if nobody comes, the thawab is already there.
Subhanallah.
Because you did your duty.
That effort is being put.
Your effort you put in.
Right.
Your effort you put in, you did your duty, you fulfilled it, your responsibility in inviting that person to goodness. Whether they accept or not, that's out of your control. Hidayah and guidance is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All you have to do is do the invitation. And you're earning the thawab. I remember once, we were in Lodium, Fizan in Medina. Nigrani Shura, Mulana Haji Imran Tari. Allah grant him a long life with good health. He was there, right?
Ji.
And after the program, there was a mashura, there was a meeting with brothers from different areas, and some of the brothers were seeming very sad. So Nigrani Shura at that time, I think Fizan in Medina was just opened up. Right. The madrasas just opened up that time.
Ji.
So he said, what's happening? They explained, Haji Sahab, we went to 1,000 houses and shops. And a fraction of that number of people attended the program.
Allah, so we felt Allah, like, you know, like all of the efforts went to waste.
That's what they were feeling.
Right.
But mashallah, Nigran Shura, Arakeen Shura, Amir al-Sunnah, they are very positive people.
Subhanallah.
And his response was, Subhanallah. I was like, amazing. Look how positive these, you know, personalities are.
Right.
He smiled. He said, that's not a reason to be sad. At least now, 1,000 places out there know that you have an Islamic center over here.
Subhanallah.
1,000 places know that you have a masjid over here. And then they know you're going to have Jumu'ah and Eid and weekly programs and madrasa. 1,000 places now know. So it's nothing to be sad about.
Subhanallah.
So, you know, your duty, go out there, call people towards goodness, and then you leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. So there was really some beautiful and enlightening words of wisdom. And that's truly inspiring for each and every one of us too. When we see someone, it could be our family, it could be our friend, it could be our next fellow Muslim, then we should not hesitate in calling them towards goodness. Because at the end of the day, we want to save ourselves and we want to save our fellow Muslims from the fire of Jahannam. And to save them, we need to call each other towards goodness. Together with that, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, that this act of yours, calling others towards goodness, this is sadaqah.
Subhan.
Earning without spending. And together with that, Munasab, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentioned that forbidding evil, forbidding evil,
right,
that is also sadaqah.
MashaAllah. Again.
So, on one hand, we have calling towards goodness, which is sadaqah. And on the other side, we also have forbidding others from evil. That is also sadaqah.
Look, if you see an evil deed happening, and you know, and if I step in there, if I say something about it, if I do something about it, I can effect a change. I won't put my life in danger, you know. Then it's your responsibility to do it. Some people feel, you know, there are fires raging outside the home. Drugs, alcohol, all of this filth.
Right.
It's not in my home.
It won't reach me.
It's not going to reach me.
Right.
But one day those fires could enter your home. If your son or daughter is caught in one of those clubs, or is caught with drugs, or is caught drinking alcohol, and then you want to ask, how did this fire enter my home? Because we need to extinguish these fires, these vices, that in our society. And for that, people have to get together.
Right.
And put off these fires before it enters into the home. So forbidding evil also is an individual duty for every Muslim male and female. Not only for the ulama.
Yes. And this is very important, because many think that it's for the ulama. But as you've mentioned, it's for every Muslim male and female out there to implement this.
Yes. Because we are taught in Islam, you see a wrong, you must change it with your hand. If you are unable to, then with your tongue. If you're still unable to, then in your heart you must know that this is wrong. وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ And that's the weakest part of Iman.
Allah
can't do anything, can't say anything. At least I can recognize this is an evil, this is wrong. So again, we extend the call towards goodness and we forbid evil. And then we leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Guidance is in His control.
And two in one, that's sadaqah for a person. MashaAllah.
Double sadaqah.
Double sadaqah. You're telling, you're calling someone towards goodness. You see someone doing wrong, you're telling him, your brother, don't do this. In a nice way, you're telling him.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah ta'ala, he says that if you correct your Muslim brother in private, you have done him a favor. And if you did so in public, you have humiliated him.
Subhanallah.
Islam teaches us that also. There's a tariqah, there are etiquettes to follow. That in privacy, in a nice way, without scolding, without belittling, We need to learn these things.
Also, Masab, I remember since you've mentioned a beautiful quote that our job is to remove the illness, not the patient.
Subhanallah.
So that's what you got to aim for.
100%. You target the problem, not the person.
100%. Absolutely.
The problem,
true.
The root causes of the problem, okay. That's where our focus and attention must be.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. That's what we need to do, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that we need to call others towards goodness, forbid them, prevent them from evil. And this is sadaqah for you and I. But and as Munasab has mentioned, that there are ways to go about it.
You know where this starts?
Ji.
In our homes.
To start off from there.
Yeah.
And then we go out.
I mean, imagine if I'm going outside the house to rectify others, but inside my home, if I have kids, or for those who have grandchildren, if I have nieces and nephews,
right,
and I don't tell them anything if I see them doing a wrong, then subhanAllah, the fire is starting in my home then.
And we're looking outside.
We're trying to put off the fires outside the home.
Right.
But the fire is inside the home.
Some take that lightly, Mansa, where they don't pay much attention to that.
Mm.
And they would rather focus more on the outside than on the inside.
Look, you have to take, no matter what it is, you have to take out the time in order to do tarbiyah and to bring your children up according to Islamic values. Otherwise, you're going to lose them. You are going to lose your children. Like so many families have already lost their kids.
Allah Akbar.
And we hear the cases.
Mm-hmm.
Rebelliousness, disobedience. How? What kind of relationship did you as a mother, father have with your child?
That's an important question.
I'm serious. What kind of relationship? Did you create an environment which was Islamic? Are you approachable to your child, that your child can confide in you and even ask you sensitive things? If you shun them and you're too hard and rigid and, you know, no, why don't talk about these things here? Guess what? They're going to ask somebody else outside the home. Rather it comes from you than somebody, a stranger.
And that's more dangerous.
Oh, that is very dangerous. That can fill the mind, the little minds, the inexperienced minds, with a lot of wrong things. And then when we catch them doing wrong, we want to ask now, how did this happen?
I never teach you where it came from.
I didn't teach you. Why didn't you teach it? Why didn't you teach the right way? When the child came to you and asked, even the most sensitive of matters, you could have broken it down and explained it in a polite, nice way according to their understanding.
Gee.
But you chased them away. Don't talk about these things. Sooner or later, they're going to get the information from somewhere else.
So this action, Musab, it starts from home, calling others towards goodness, preventing from evil. The starting point should be from one's family.
Yes. It starts there. It mustn't stop there.
Right.
It starts there, and then outside the house also, it continues.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. So we should, as Mu'asab has mentioned, we should start from our family members, from our own household. Let us protect our own household first, rectify our own family members first, and then we take it outside to rectify our other fellow Muslims as well. But remember that there's always a way to go about everything. Remember that there's always a style, a way of saying something sweetly. I can say something and Munasab can say the exact same thing, but perhaps the way I would say it, it wouldn't be so appealing to them. And Munasab, you would mention the exact same thing and people would find it appealing to hear it from you. So also the way of how you say something, that matters. Your body language, that also matters. Everything matters when it comes to correcting someone and preventing someone from evil, enjoining others to do goodness. And all of this, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, that this is sadaqah for you and I, that's if we act upon this. So these are so beautiful that, you know, it's so true, earning without spending, you know, without spending a cent.
True.
We are getting the reward of charity, the reward of sadaqah. Now, one of the next one that's mentioned is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned that your act of telling a lost person the way is sadaqah. If someone is lost, if someone is driving and he got lost, for you to guide him, for you to tell him the way, that is sadaqah for you. And this is told by our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I mean, look at how beautiful Islam is. That just by you informing someone, by you guiding someone who got lost on the way, you telling them the correct way. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said what? He said, this is sadaqah for you.
Now, SubhanAllah.
Pastor, even in this instance, right? If someone got lost, some may have this habit where the person got lost and maybe to make fun.
It's a prank, Huzur.
To prank the person, they were telling the wrong way.
Yeah. Now see, the thing is, this idea of pranks, it's widespread.
Mm-hmm.
And people do it for likes and followers.
Right.
The attention seekers that are out there, this is the reason they do it. Maybe they want monetary gain, or they want fame. So this is why they come up with different types of pranks, which create inconveniences for people.
Right.
Like you mentioned, if somebody is asking for directions, then they will give them all wrong directions. Maybe that poor fellow didn't hear about this narration.
Right.
That if you guide somebody who's lost, it's a sadaqah. It's a charity. So because the mind is focused on monetary, I get likes and followers and this, I can get money.
Let me hit the bank.
Yeah, so the mind is not going towards earning thawab by guiding this person that is lost. So we should think about this. We are Muslims. That pranks and all of this humor that contains vulgarism and lies and made up stories, it's not for Muslims. Yeah. Not for you and I. That's for the people that are attention seekers and, you know, don't know about Islam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. And Master, what you've mentioned, right, what we see happening nowadays is also, it's quite widespread, you know, where, especially with youngsters and with amongst their friend circles and whatnot, if they know that one of their friends is lost, then at times they would purposely tell him that, you know, the way you're going is wrong, go this way or go that way. And that person, perhaps he's new to the city, he's new in town, and he don't know where he's going. And if he ends up going to a wrong place, a dangerous place, that can also put his life at risk.
Absolutely. About pranks also. There is major wastage of resources in these pranks.
Right.
You see people, milk, water, food, just wasting it away on the name of pranking a person and other types of resources as well.
Right.
And people somewhere else will be starving, won't have access to that, and these people, they're just wasting the resources. Just to get the likes, just to get the followers, just to, you know, for monetary gain.
Gee.
So, by extension, it's not it's not an issue of the population being so high.
Right.
The issue we have is the wastage that is out there. Wastage of food and resources.
On futile acts.
On futile acts, just for entertainment purposes. That's where the problem is.
Allahu Akbar. And this is something that needs to be avoided, because it's not only causing harm to you, it's causing harm to others as well. So taking this blessed hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into consideration, that by you helping a lost person, that is sadaqah for you.
SubhanAllah.
That means that you should not play pranks on him. You should not tell him the wrong way. You should guide him on this matter. And that is sadaqah for you, earning without spending. SubhanAllah.
SubhanAllah.
The next one, Murasam, that's mentioned is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your act of helping a person having poor eyesight, that is also sadaqah.
Allah.
That means that it's sadaqah to help a blind person, or an Islamic brother having poor eyesight to, for example, to cross the road. You see a person blind, you see a person with poor eyesight, perhaps is elderly or young, or whatever the case may be, but you know that he has poor eyesight, you can see the signs. You going there, holding his hand, helping him to cross the road, that is sadaqah for you. I mean, how beautiful is this, Muasab, to help a blind person cross the road, that is sadaqah for a person.
You know, when we were small, then they would say, hey, if you help an old person across the road, you'll get reward. It's a good act.
They would encourage us to go hold his hand and take him across.
So, like, these concepts are they in Islam? That you imagine a person who's unable to see. Okay, today people have maybe their guide dogs or those sticks that they use. You know, but still, if you are in the position to help, you are there. Help the person with the intention of acting upon this advice of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it'll be a sadaqah for you. You'll get reward for that. And that's where our focus must be. Many a times what happens is, because I can't see the money in front of me, I can't see the reward physically in front of me, so like we don't give it too much of attention. If I could see it as you know, physical rewards, I will be doing all the good deeds possible.
Can we say this called immediate gratification?
Yeah, so what is called is instant gratification.
Instant gratification.
Which is, basically that is, I want it and I want it now. So a person doesn't have any patience. But the thing is, we need to understand that our focus must be to live here for the hereafter.
That should be the focal point.
Yeah, I mean, that's our purpose, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to prepare for the grave and the hereafter.
100%. And with that being said, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that you helping a person with poor eyesight or a person that is blind, go there, help that person to cross the road. Not only crossing the road, perhaps, you know, Masab, you get some elderly people as well and they have poor eyesight and they are in the shopping mall or they are getting the groceries done. And at times it becomes very difficult for them to see the price on the item or on the product. Even if someone helps in that case too, I mean, they're helping a person with poor eyesight. Even helping them by telling them the price of this product, what is this product, you know, if they want to know, sometimes they can't even see whether it's halal or haram, you know, the standards there. So by a person providing them with this information, that's also a sadaqah for them. You know, because you are helping someone who has poor eyesight, and this is mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at how many beautiful things that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said to us. It's the simple things in life. Smiling, how simple is that? How simple is that? Just to smile is sadaqah for you. Calling others towards goodness, brother, let us go for salah. How long will that take? And that is sadaqah for you. Brother, don't do this, don't do that. Preventing someone from evil, that is sadaqah for you. Guiding someone who lost his way and telling him how to get back home or how to get back to wherever he was going to, that is even sadaqah for you. Helping a blind person, a person with weak eyesight, that is also sadaqah for you. This is the beautiful religion of Islam, and this is what is meant by earning without spending even a single cent. And sadaqah, the reward of sadaqah, the reward of charity is being written in your account, provided that, as Muasab has mentioned, that you do this with sincerity. And the intention is for the pleasure and for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Munasab, since we are mentioning this beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let us also go and rejuvenate our hearts by listening to the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah, we do have a very beautiful kalam. We will go forward and listen to that melodious kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu Allahu alayhi wa sallam, and thereafter we will be right back to discuss further into this beautiful topic, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Rasulullah, karam kijiye. Ya Habib Allah, karam kijiye.
تیری جب کے دید ہوگی جب ہی میری عید ہوگی میرے خواب میں تو آنا مدنی مدینے والے
میرے تم خواب میں آؤ میرے گھر روشنی ہوگی قسمت جگا جاؤ عنایت یہ بڑی ہوگی
مدینے مجھ کو آنا ہے غم فرقت مٹانا ہے مدینے مجھ کو آنا ہے غم فرقت مٹانا ہے کبا کا اے مدینہ در پہ میری حاضری ہوگی کبا کا اے مدینہ در پہ میری حاضری ہوگی
میرے قسمت جگا جاؤ عنایت یہ بڑی ہوگی
بنا لو اپنا دیوانہ بنا لو اپنا مستانہ بنا لو اپنا دیوانہ بنا لو خزانے میں تمہارے کیا کمی پیارے نبی ہوگی خزانے میں تمہارے کیا کمی پیارے نبی ہوگی
میرے تم خواب میں آؤ میرے گھر روشنی قسمت جگا جاؤ عنایت یہ بڑی ہوگی
ہمیں دوری رولاتا ہے مدینہ یاد آتا ہے ہمیں دوری رولاتا ہے مدینہ تسلی رکھ اے دیوانے تیری بھی حاضری ہوگی تسلی رکھ اے دیوانے تیری بھی حاضری ہوگی
میرے قسمت جگا جاؤ عنایت یہ بڑی ہوگی
ہمیں بھی اذن مل جائے شاہ قدموں میں آنے کا ہمیں بھی اذن مل جائے شاہ قدموں جانے کب مدینے میں ہماری حاضری ہوگی نہ جانے کب مدینے میں ہماری حاضری ہوگی
روشنی ہوگی کہ تیری قسمت جگا جا عنایت یہ بڑی ہوگی
تڑپ کر غم کے مارو تم پکارو یا رسول اللہ
تڑپ کر غم کے مارو تم پکارو یا رسول اللہ
تمہاری ہر مصیبت دیکھنا دم دیکھنا دم میں ٹلی ہوگی
میرے آقا میرے گھر روشنی ہوگی تیری قسمت جگا جا عنایت یہ بڑی ہوگی
اگر چاند سے چہرے کو چمکاتے ہوئے آئے
اگر وہ چاند سے چہرے کو چمکاتے ہوئے آئے
غموں کی شام بھی صبح بہارا بن شام بھی صبح بہارا بن گئی ہوگی
میرے تم خواب میں آؤ میرے گھر روشنی ہوگی تیری قسمت جگا جا عنایت یہ بڑی
دینا مجھے کلمہ پڑھا دینا
مجھے جلوہ دکھا دینا مجھے کلمہ پڑھا دینا
اجل جس وقت سر پر گیا نبی میرے کھڑی اجل جس وقت سر پر یا نبی میرے کھڑی ہوگی
میرے تم خواب میں آؤ میرے گھر روشنی ہوگی تیری قسمت جگا جا عنایت یہ
میں جب عطار وہ تشریف لائیں گے
میرے مرقد میں جب عطار وہ تشریف لائیں گے
لبوں پر نعت شاہ انبیاء اس دم سجی ہوگی لبوں پر نعت شاہ انبیاء اس دم سجی ہوگی
میرے تم خواب میں آؤ میرے گھر روشنی ہوگی تیری قسمت جگا جا عنایت یہ بڑی ہوگی یا رسول اللہ کرم کیجیے یا حبیب اللہ کرم کیجیے یا رسول اللہ کرم کیجیے
یا حبیب اللہ کرم کیجئے کرم کیجئے
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اور اے بیوٹیفل کلام ان دی پریزز اف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم when we listen to the beautiful praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without a doubt it increases our love for our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so we should continue to listening to these beautiful kalams and also at the same time implement the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives as well well dear viewers of Madani channel we are discussing this beautiful topic earning without spending and as we've mentioned earlier that this entails and it means that when you do certain acts then this is a form of sadaqah a form of charity for example smiling is sadaqah and various other examples from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we have mentioned and went over thus far and now for the next act that we can do which will earn us the reward of charity of sadaqah is removing anything harmful from the pathway as Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that it is sadaqah it is charity to remove a stone a thorn and bone from the path when you do this this is sadaqah for you and Muasab how beautiful is this that you know this blessed hadith tells us that when we see something on the pathway and if a person when a Muslim removes that then this is a sadaqah for him also
yes I mean every now and then you would find some obstacle on the way even if a person is walking or driving a vehicle then maybe you'll come across some stones so maybe some glass Right. something harmful on the way maybe a tree you know if you have the intention then let me act upon that advice as well and if I remove it because many people they'll just drive past or they'll just walk past not my concern I didn't put that obstacle that you know that whatever it is right there but now if you know that hey you know what I can earn some thawab of here let me remove this thing so at least there won't be harm to those who are walking on this pathway to those who are driving on this pathway so you know it's also a social responsibility a community and societal responsibility that Islam wants us to also be upright citizens of society
yes
good practicing Muslims because good practicing Muslims are upright citizens of society you see a wrong thing and the narration is there
right
you change it
yes
whichever way you are able to even if you have to write out against it then write out speak out you know do something proactive productive you see as you mentioned any obstacles on the pathways then you know try to remove it yourself right. try to bring other people in order to remove it maybe there's a manhole cover that is missing so at least the minimum you can do is report it to the authorities
right.
contact the municipality inform them that hey, this area this location and street a manhole cover is missing please get somebody down there to cordon the area off
right.
because it can be very what you call this dangerous maybe a person can fall down inside there
yeah.
you know and get hurt or maybe a car can be going past and can you know fall into it or you know get damaged so if we report if you see a wrong thing if you can't yourself do something about it get the authorities involved report the minimum at least report it to the whatever structures are there and inform those who are able to do something about it inform them that there's a problem here there's an obstacle there's a blockage you see a blocked drain pipe for example instead of letting flowing and flooding the area or flowing into people's homes you know report it at least if you can't do something about it
so a person shouldn't be having this mindset where it's not my business or it doesn't matter to me a person should take it upon themselves to remove the harm that they see on the road or on the pathway, remove that obstacle.
That's what Islam is teaching us.
That's what Islam teaches us. And this creates peace for the community at large.
The community, yes.
Yeah.
And because we're all members of that community. Mm-hmm. We all want peace and harmony. If you have harmony in your community, you'll have harmony in your home.
Mm, definitely.
Otherwise, take for another example. Maybe from this angle, an obstacle to the harmony in the society is criminal activities.
Right.
And today, many different types of settings and organizations are set up in order to tackle this. So be part and parcel. And look after each other. Look after your community, your society. And if you work together, then, you know, you can bring perhaps crime rate down. Even if it's petty crimes like, you know, smash and grabs or pickpocketing, etc. But you have to work together as a community in order to eradicate whatever negatives are there in that community.
Inshallah. Inshallah. Subhanallah. Masab. And this blessed hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it also contains so many madani pearls. You know, for those people who throw pieces of glass or thorny metallic particles on the path, which can injure the people or even to the extent puncture the tire of vehicles, motorcycles, etc. You know, and by you taking up that responsibility in removing it out of the way, as Murasab has mentioned, you are making life easy for everyone else.
Mm.
So, Murasab, we've covered
one very quick aspect is, yes, if you see an obstacle, you're able to remove it, do it. If not, report it to the correct structures.
Uh-huh.
Don't be part of those people who place obstacles there.
Yes.
Don't be one of those people there.
100%.
That, you know, they place some obstacles, like you mentioned, they'll maybe they take the bottles and, you know, smash it against the wall or the road or something. Somebody can get hurt over there.
Definitely.
Cars can get damaged.
Yes. So that's why the views of Madari Channel, as Murasab has mentioned, that you should remove it from the way. And if it's something of that sort where it's not in your control, then report it to the respective authorities and they will come and remove it. And the last one that's very important is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned your act of pouring water from your bucket into the bucket of your brother, that is also sadaqah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahimahullah has mentioned that pouring water here has been stated as an example. It actually means that even showing the slightest goodness towards a Muslim brother, towards other fellow Muslims, that is a thawab and rewarding.
Allah.
So all of these acts, Masab, that we have mentioned today, mashallah, these are acts of sadaqah, of charity, and by doing this, it is actually you earning without spending. So subhanallah, try and implement these beautiful acts in your life, and you would see goodness, success, prosperity in this world as well as in the hereafter. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures.